I will use the short form. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possession to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third one, 1. To each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Choose a short one because the longer one with more meaning, but I take a different explanation this time, because the longer one, especially the one who had one that he didn't use it and keep it and condemned by the master because he didn't use his talents. But today I'm not speaking on this point. I speak on the other point, the first who got 5. And he said, "Master, you gave me 5. Now I made 5 more. I just want to understand where he get there another 5. From the first reading, you might get a hint. From the book of Proverbs, go to the first reading. When one finds a worthy wife, her value is far beyond pearls. The husband entrusting his heart to her has an unfading price. So he got double because this man had a good wife. Now, have a good wife, of course, you can multiply your wealth. But what I mean is, what by good wife? There means the one who are really living one mind, one heart. That's beautiful. And that's how this our way of coming up. If we don't live in unity, even you have much money, you don't have peace. Once you don't have peace, you don't enjoy your job, your work, your family. But once you really enjoy, then your life becomes multiplied. Not only children, not only money, friendship, the peace of heart. And that's what Jesus gave us, all the talents, not so much to build up our earthly wealth, but to build up the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? The love of God in the family, in the office. What this means? It means no matter you go, you you experience the word of Jesus. Where two or three are united in my name, that means love one another, I am in your midst. When we have this presence of Christ in our family, Jesus is the one who worked the Jew. We are a disaster. But once we have this spirit of unity, of sharing, helping one another, losing yourself for another person, this mutual love, and this image of God, and this grandeur, and this is how we can make, multiply what the talents God gave us. So not only with your wife or husband, if your classmates also share, if companions, with the people who work together, opening your heart, sharing, that's the time the business can grow, the work successful, not that you work on your own, never successful. To a certain extent, but the time we can work in unity, that's the time that experience the peace of Christ, and that's a value. So no matter how many talents you have, you got five or two or one, it doesn't matter. Important, use the talents to establish this unity among ourselves. In a family, in a special way, today many broken families, because they're selfish. We are not judging who is right or who is wrong, but most of the time, because men live selfishness, and that's a broken family. We don't follow Christ. We have the talents, we don't use the talents. The talent means what? The gifts of God. What for? All the gifts, not for yourself. It's for others. We share the image of Christ, Christ on the earth. He never lives for himself. He always looked into the will of the Father. Many times early in the morning, he went out and prayed to the Father. All his life, he's looking for sinners. Even on the cross, he's thinking only to save even one soul. He said, I really worth my pain just for one sinner. He never thought for himself. Even at the time of Gethsemane, the night before he was crucified, he was praying, coming the sweat of blood. It's not because he's thinking the pain of the tomorrow's cross. No, he's really thinking about Judas. He knows he would betray him. He is sad. So his sadness not because people betray him. His sadness because this person is not working, living the will of God. It hurts his heart. And for us, more important, you have one another to do the will of God in a more perfect way. Pray for one another. First of all, you yourself live well. Many times, our love is made a little bit conditioned. That means to say, you love me, I love you. If you don't, I won't. That's how an attitude. But you know what Jesus says? Love one another as I have loved you. The way Jesus loves us, what? It's unconditional. Always the first one to love. That's all. Simple. Unconditional. You, first of all, you have peace. Many times you say, I love you so much, and you don't love me. So what? Jesus will tell you the same way as tell Peter. You know, once Peter was asking Jesus, what about John? Because Peter Jesus says, Peter, now you're young. You can go anywhere you like. When you grow older, your hand will collapse then, and you bring you anywhere you don't like, and you will suffer. Peter accepts, but then he asks, what about John? What Jesus says, mind your own business. Whatever John will be, it's not your business. You just follow me. That's all. We too. Whether they are responding or not, mind your own business. You just follow me. The next one, being first one to love. He doesn't greet me, I greet him. He doesn't look at you, you look at him. People might say you're stupid. Yes, maybe Christ-like is stupid. Christ is stupid. He died for many sinners. He never convert. Even he gave his body to Judas. He knows not meaning. It's, you know, the last show of showing his love for Judas. But unfortunately, when he took the bread, the sacrament, darkness come to his heart. Once you are not used to what look into God, it's very difficult all the moment we're yearning for God. So we have to be careful. Don't tell yourself little things. Nothing is little before the Lord. Even little things with great love, no? That's the motto of Mother Teresa. In small things, big love, right? So we have to learn from daily experience. Jesus wants all of us to experience the pure peace of heart and mind. His presence. Not because nobody against you, then you are at peace. Not that means. When you already live moment by moment, you try to live the will of God, means moment by moment to forgive, moment to moment to serve with the condition. This is where our peace is, because Christ lives in this way, and that's our talents. Follow Christ. The way he lives, we live. And that's how we say we give 5 talents and give now, Lord, we have now 5 talents. Otherwise, you follow the longer one. You got talent? I say not the small talent, but don't use it. I don't know what words comes in. But Jesus, you know. Now then the one who received 1 talent came forward and said, Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here, it is back. His master said to him in reply, you wicked, lazy Pharaoh. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter? Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talents from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. So if you don't live love, God's love in you for one another, you will fade away. You will be a faded glory. Sorry. Jesus will be disappointed. That's how we make the choice in this area. Either you choose love or not love. So that's what Jesus' words. You cannot serve 2 masters. Either you serve God more money or material goods. So let us pause a moment, whatever we choose. Tell Jesus whatever we are and ask Jesus His grace, His light to shine upon us to make a better choice in life.